Alleluia. Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia. On behalf of your whole parish family, welcome to Trinity Church in the city of Boston. Though we cannot yet convene in full and teeming community, we remain one in the Spirit. Indeed, every one of us looks forward to that glad occasion when, once again, we will gather as Christ's body in this sacred space. Thanks be to God, the steps you take today bring all of us closer to that Holy Communion. Today, you continue our shared procession home. During your pilgrimage, you will hear a series of three short reflections, each centered on one of our treasured stained glass windows. A prayer will follow each reflection, followed by a full minute of silence, all intended to support your prayers. During this time, please make yourself at home. We invite you to stand, kneel, or sit in one of the pews we have prepared for this purpose, high-touch areas that we sanitize before each pilgrimage. During your experience, you will hear the sound of this chime. Chimes will mark the start of each reflection and signal the silence before the next reflection begins. Finally, once all three reflections have concluded, we invite you to consider penning a short post-it note, perhaps a prayer, a greeting, or a word of encouragement, inspiration for your fellow pilgrims as their procession home will join with yours. You may then attach your note to the poster board on the broad step before making your way to the altar rail, continuing your prayers and picking up your communion kit to take home with you. Now, as soon as these words of welcome conclude, about 30 seconds of silence will follow before the first chime sounds. Again, we thank you for joining your prayers with our great cloud of witnesses today. We invite you to find your center and to make yourself at home.
Welcome to Trinity Church today for this touching home visit. We invite you in this after Easter season to have a look with us now at the fifth and final window that John Lafarge created for Trinity Church. It's called The Resurrection of Christ, and it dates from 1902. To find it, turn your back to the altar and look up to your right, high up towards the north transept balcony on the Boylston Street side of the church. Two windows are placed in the short wall facing you, Lafarge's colorful and complicated New Jerusalem window on the left, and this much simpler resurrection scene on the right. Showing us a serene, white-robed Jesus floating heavenward, this image is sometimes mistaken for the ascension of Jesus. What Lafarge has chosen to show us, though, is a particular instant from John's Gospel. It's early in the morning, on the first day of the week. Mary Magdalene has already been to the tomb and found it mysteriously, shockingly empty. Denied a place to grieve and mourn, she has run to tell the other apostles, two of them, one identified as Simon Peter, and the other only as the apostle Jesus loved, run for the tomb to see for themselves. The beloved disciple gets there first, outrunning his elder. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. What's happening just now is that the beloved disciple is turning to tell Simon Peter that the tomb is empty. His right arm gestures towards the tomb, towards death's destruction, symbolized by a detail Lafarge has added to the scene, a dozing Roman guard. Lafarge places us, the viewer, in the role of the breathless and just arrived Simon Peter. Our expectations have been destroyed by the Easter miracle. What are we supposed to do now? The disciple Jesus loves seems not to see the rising Christ, and we, just arriving, don't either. It's still all about the tomb. We have so many questions, and we can't yet see the answer, although the answer is as near to us as God's changeless and abiding love. Resurrection is not simply restoration, this image implies. This is not simply the Good Friday Jesus revived and put back to his saving work. And the power of the resurrection touches all of us. Who will we be in the time to come, post-trauma? What kind of a person does the power of the resurrection, so intimately near and yet so mysterious, empower you to be? Perhaps, like the exhausted Peter, you find yourself out of breath just now. But the promise endures. Transformation and newness of life.
A collect from the week of resurrection. Almighty and everlasting God, who in the Paschal mystery established the new covenant of reconciliation, grant that all who have been reborn into the fellowship of Christ's body may shine forth in their lives what they profess by their faith. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
The Ascension of Jesus. Look with me, if you will, at the triptych of Eastertide windows in the South Gallery. They were created in 1877 by the French stained glass artist Eugène Oudinot. To the left, he depicts the three women at the empty tomb on Easter Day, and to the right, the day of Pentecost and the descent of the Holy Spirit. But let us turn our attention to the central window and what it depicts, Jesus' ascension. You will remember that the risen Jesus had gone in and out among his followers for the 40 days following Easter Day, teaching them and giving them opportunities to take in the mystery of the resurrection, the joy of new life on the other side of all that he and they had lost through his suffering and death. Notice Jesus' right arm raised in triumph and his gentle, peaceful gaze. It is as if he is reminding them what, during those 40 days, Jesus had said to them over and over, "Peace be with you. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Peace be with you. I bring you joy. I have conquered death and injustice. Take in the peace that comes from trusting that death and injustice do not have the last word. Peace be with you. I bring you forgiveness so that you will know that I have conquered your shortcomings, your sin. Take in my peace that has the power to heal you of your self-judgments for having abandoned, denied, and betrayed me. Peace be with you. I bring you new life. I am alive, and my spirit of love will never die. Take in my love and let your life be renewed by love that cannot die. Breathe in my spirit so that you may be recreated by the new wind that will fill your sails so that you can spread the good news to all who need the joy, the forgiveness, and spirit of love that I have given to you. As the disciples look up at Jesus' raised right arm and his finger pointing to heaven, you may notice that some of them do not look happy. And who can blame them? After all, they are about to lose Jesus for a second time, as the days of his being amongst them as the risen one come to an end with his return to the Father. Change is always a challenge, and it is always tough to let go of the good we have known. Perhaps you can imagine them thinking, can't we preserve this joy? And saying to him, why do we have to let go of you again? And I imagine Jesus saying to them, peace be with you. You will have my love with you forever. And by the power of that love, you will be able to do greater things than you can yet imagine. And I imagine Jesus saying to us, what great things will my unconquerable love enable you to do as these days of pandemic come to an end and a new world opens out in front of you?
A Collect for Ascension. Almighty God, whose blessed Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, ascended far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. Mercifully give us faith to perceive that according to Christ's promise, he continues to abide with his church on earth, even to the end of the ages. Through the same Jesus, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, in glory everlasting. Amen.
We have come upon the last window in the apse, the commission to the apostles. The following is taken from the 1924 guidebook, and the description of the window reads, representing the little group of apostles gathered about our blessed Lord, robed in violet, symbolic of deep human love. They are receiving his final commission and his abiding promise. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. Taken from the last line of Matthew's gospel, I can just imagine the apostles having many questions and many answers. Who is God? God is love. God is relationship. We see God's love in Jesus' final words to his disciples before he ascended into heaven. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. We see God's love in calling together the beloved community called the church. We see God's love in us, then, now, and always. The love of God isn't reserved for God's self, but it pours out upon us and in us, and yes, all of creation. God's love and God's command impels us to go and invite others into this divine dance of relationship and love that has been intermingled, interwoven, intertwined since before the world began. We are to pour out the same outflowing love given to us to others, continuing the ever-flowing celebration of divine life. This is the life for which we were created, and no one is excluded since we are all made in the image and likeness of God. The Right Reverend Jake Ownsby said it best. Since God created us in the divine image, it stands to reason that we are all about relationship, not achievement, not status, not material comfort, not being right. God created us to be about relationship with God, with one another. And God knows that this is easier said than done. That's why God doesn't expect us to do this whole life thing on our own. I think it is fitting that this is the last window in the apse. The promise is given in the above words. It is the final word of the gospel, and perhaps the only word we really need as we exit down the aisle, empowered to go forth to do all that God would have us do and be all that God would have us be.
A prayer for the mission of the church. Almighty and everlasting God, from whom comes every good and perfect gift, whose will it is that all should come to you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Inspire our witness to him, that all may know the power of Christ's forgiveness and the hope of Christ's resurrection, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
life is short, and we do not have too much time to gladden the hearts of those who travel the way with us. So be swift to love, and make haste to be kind. And may God our Creator bless you and keep you. May the risen Christ make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Holy Spirit lift up the light of her countenance upon you and give you peace this day and forevermore. Amen.